Welcome to the Joint Ways and Means Subcommittee on General Government. Today is April 6, 2017, and today on today's agenda, we will be holding a work session on HB 5001, Board of Accountancy and staff.
All right. Co-Chair Manning, members of the committee. What you have before you is House Bill 5001, it's the appropriation bill for the Board of Accountancy. And as you can see with the paperwork on OLIS, the recommended budget for the board is 8 positions, 7.50 FTE, $2,640,028 other funds. This is a 5.2% increase from the 2015-17 legislative approved budget. It's also under current service level. And this would leave the agency with an ending balance of about $1.1 million, which is approximately 10 months of operation. And as with all the budgets we're working, the statewide adjustments are not included in the budget, and you will see them in the omnibus bill at the end of session. And the only change to current service level is a reduction to allow the agency to reduce an office specialist position to half an FTE, and then to reclassify a financial investigation position so that they can recruit candidates who will hold a CPA certificate. And that's a savings of about $2,253 other funds and a half an FTE.
Okay, was...
For the record, I'm eating beef jerky. Mr. Chair, I move the LFO recommendation to House Bill 5001.
Co-chair has moved the LFO recommendations to 5001 to the full Ways and Means Committee. Discussion. Are there any oppositions? So ordered. That will conclude the work session on. Oh, we got more. Oh, okay. Well, tell me that you got more then. All right.
Okay, co-chairs, member of the committee.
And wait a minute. I'll open it back up then. Let's go.
Okay, co-chairs, members of the committee. The next item for the budget bill is the agency's key performance measure. You have that on OLIS, and LFO recommends that we keep the KPMs and targets as is.
So, Mr. Chair, I move the LFO recommendation on key performance measures.
The co-chair recommends moving forward the LFO key performance measures to HB 5001, Board of Accountancy. Are there any questions? If there are no questions, or anyone oppose? Adopted. Okay. Next.
And the bill does have an amendment. It's just changing the amount to the correct budgeted amount, which is $2,640,028.
So, Mr. Co-Chair, I move the adoption of the Dash 1 amendments to House Bill 5001.
Co-Chair moves the adoption of the amendment to HB 5001 to the full Ways and Means Committee. Are there any questions? Are there any oppositions?
Mr. Co-Chair, I move House Bill 5001 as amended to the full committee with the due pass recommendation.
Co-Chair moves HB 5001 with the due. What was that again? The due. Okay. Okay, as amended to the full committee with due pass recommendations. Are there any discussions? Are there any opposition? Move ahead. So we need a carrier for the bill. Any takers? I'll just put it out there right now.
You're on full committee.
I am.
Yeah, okay. I'm fine too.
Okay. So we have Representative Gomberg and we have Senator DeBoer.
Okay. And Mr. Chair, which one of us will take it to the full Ways and Means? Rock, paper, scissors?
Yeah.
Fine.
Oh, okay. Senator DeBoer.
All right. Very good.
Not that I know what I'm doing, but I'll take it.
Mr. Chairman, I'll carry on the House floor.
Okay. Thank you. So we will close the work session on HB 5001, Board of Accountancy. And we will open up a work session on SB 5520, Government Ethics Commission.
Great. Thank you.
Oh, okay. We changed over there. Magic.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members of the subcommittee. So Senate Bill 5520 is the budget bill for the Government Ethics Commission. On OLIS, you will find the LFO recommendation, which has the memo and the work session presentation report. The 2017-19 LFO recommended budget is $2,733,861 with 9 positions and 9 FTE that is entirely other funded. This is approximately 2.1% less than the 15-17 legislatively approved budget. So if you look at the work session presentation report, there are 3 packages totaling $29,587 that adjust current service level. I will note that these do not include the statewide adjustments. Those will be made in an end of session omnibus bill, which I'm sure you've heard on other small budgets. So the first package is package 90. This increases other funds expenditure limitation by $25,308 to reclassify the agency executive director position from a principal executive manager D classification to an E classification. As the agency has continued to grow over the last several biennia due to changes in the government ethics law and increased focus on government transparency, this is the single management position and has resulted in increased responsibilities and visibility. The position was reevaluated by the DAS Chief Human Resource Office and determined that it met the E-classification. The second package is package 101. This is also a reclassification of a position. It increases other funds expenditure limitation by $9,566 to reclassify an existing program analyst 1 to an operations and policy analyst 2. And this is the position that primarily supports their electronic filing system. So with the increased duties associated with that system, DAS, Chief Financial Human Resources Office, determined that it met the Operations and Policy Analyst 2 classification. And the final package is package 801. That is the LFO adjustment package. This package does 2 things. The first makes a technical adjustment that decreases other funds limitation by $5,287 to align the amount in the budget with the actual subscription fees that are going to be incurred for their vendor contract for their electronic case management system. And the second is a revenue-only adjustment that adjusts their beginning balance to the amount they project will be there after the end of this current biennium, and then subsequently decreases their assessment revenue by $200,000. And the combined impact of that results in an estimated other funds ending balance of $517,093, which provides about a 4.5-month operating reserve to them. So
Mr. Co-Chair, let me share with you. I strongly support Package 90, which reclassifies the executive director position. That's a high-profile position that has to face the scrutiny of the media, of the public, of elected officials, and I'm of the opinion that our executive director has done a very, very capable job. And so with that said, I would accept LFO's recommendation not only on that package, but all 3 of them and the other recommendation. So I move the LFO recommendation to Senate Bill 5520.
Co-chair has moved the LFO recommendation to SB 5520. Discussion? Is there anyone opposed?
All right. Second item is the key performance measures for the department. There's another document on OLIS. The key performance measures have not changed. There was one target that was adjusted to align with their what they currently reported, and LFO recommends approval of the proposed key performance measures and targets.
So, Mr. Co-Chair, I would move the LFO recommendation, that we accept the LFO recommendation on key performance measures.
The co-chair has moved the LFO recommendation on key performance measures associated with SB 5520. Are there any questions, any comments? Representative Fahey?
Can you tell me which target was adjusted on the KPMs?
Mr. Chair, Representative, it was key performance measure number 3, the training program's effectiveness. So their last reported result was 69.84, and we adjusted their target from 60% to 70%.
Okay. Thank you.
Further discussion? Co-chair.
Thank you, Mr. Co-chair. Mr. Director, any issue with that modification?
No, sir.
Okay. Further discussion? No further discussion. Motion to carry.
So, Mr. Co-chair, I move Senate Bill 5520. I'm out front of you.
Yes.
Sorry.
That's okay.
I just got a little excited here.
Yeah, I know. We're making good progress. So, LFO recommends a budget of $2,733,861 other funds, 9 positions, 9 FTE, which is reflected in the Dash 1 amendment.
Which, Mr. Co-chair, I move adoption of the Dash 1 amendment to Senate Bill 5520.
Co-chair has moved to adopt the Dash 1 amendment to SB 5520. Discussion? Are there anyone that's opposed?
So, Mr. Co-chair, I move 5520 as amended to the full committee with the due pass recommendation.
The co-chair recommends move that SB 5520 as amended to the full committee with due pass recommendations. A discussion? Representative Nehrman.
Thank you, Chair Manning. So I'm going to be a no on this budget. It's a other funds budget, but it's I think it's operationally it's kind of a general fund budget because it's based on about 50% assessments to state agencies, and the rest is collections from local governments. So it's kind of the type of animal it is more like a general fund budget. And I don't have any bone to pick with the organization or with the work that they do. And I think I'm generally in support of the policy option packages that they have. But I think just in general, I'm not happy with the direction that the budget process is going this year. So I'll be a no on this budget.
Okay. Further discussion? Okay. Are there others that are in opposition? For the record, we have one, Representative Nehrman, and no other comments.
Mr. Chairman, my comment is I'm not happy with the direction our budget's going either, and I wish we had some broader options on which to make improvements to budgets like this and the others we're going to be facing in the very near future. I'll support the bill.
Duly noted. Thank you, sir. Are there any other comments? Okay.
So, Mr. Co-chair, if Senator Johnson would carry this
budget, I would be honored.
I think that would be a good idea, just in case some difficult questions arise over the last couple of years.
Cool.
If you're okay with that, Mr.
Yeah,
Coacher.
I'm fine with that on the House side.
I'll take this one.
Okay. Coach, you'll take it.
Just for the benefit of our new folks, this agency is a regulatory agency, and folks have a tendency to want to beat up on it. The co-chair's comments were not to reflect that there was anything untoward going on at the agency or that there were problems. It was the simple reality that folks sometimes aren't happy with the rulings of the agency, and they might want to get aggressive about it on the floor. So that's it.
Yeah. Please don't read anything into that on this one. Those who have just kind of been around a while may want to pick this budget up.
Yes, Senator.
So I have had the opportunity to appear in front of that agency some years ago with an employee, and they were very good. So I wanted to know that it was a decent process.
Representative Newman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'll throw in a personal story, too, as I was investigated by them also, and they were very professional and very fair. So I was happy with their work.
Thank you. Are there any other comments? Staff, any other further business?
No, you're done.
And if there is no further business, the committee will adjourn for the day, and we will reconvene on Monday next week, 1500 hours at 3 o'clock for civilians, and we are adjourned.
Awesome.
For civilians, and we are adjourned.